This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. The stories that lead today's show are as follows. Trump apps. T-Mobile digits. Yes, digits. Department of Justice and whistleblowers. We're going to talk about if Disney paid the ransom or not. Star Wars 40th anniversary soundtrack for you Star Trek fans. Plus all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to take two of episode 1202 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, May 25th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, you can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider or PayPal.me/GeekNews. Pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Of course, you can follow me on by email at geeknews@gmail.com, on Twitter at geeknews. So just hook me up there. Of course, you want to join our Slack channel where they're talking about liquefying bodies. So just send me an email. Let me know if you want to be part of our Slack channel. And of course, you can follow me on Google Plus or Facebook just by searching for Todd Cochran. You can watch this show on the Roku, on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo, Stitcher, Blueberry.com, or tell the Google Home, okay, Google, it's listening right now. Play the podcast, Geek News Central. But I tell you, I want to welcome all of you again to episode 1202. And I tell you, it's an interesting start to the show because the system crash, I'm completely thrown off my game tonight. I was going 4 minutes into the show and bada bing, bada boom, things dropped and it just went nuts. So if you're brand new to the show, things are completely out of sequence, but I want to welcome you to the podcast, and you can check the show out and everything about it at geeknewscentral.com. Go over to the website, and when you're over there, get subscribed to the show. It's a piece of cake to do so via iTunes, Android, via email, Google Play, Stitcher, on TuneIn, or via the RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, just click more subscribe options. That'll get you hooked up, figuring out how to subscribe to the show. Also, you can get subscribed to our newsletter by going down and clicking on the newsletter link on the website. And, you know, main thing is just come over to the website on a regular basis. Our writers are putting together great content on a weekly basis. So that's what it's really all about. And for all of you that are longtime listeners, again, thanks for being here. Thanks for staying subscribed. Thanks for being part of the family. Of course, don't forget about our partner shows, No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff. The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site by the GNC team, and of course, the Podcast Legend site and the new media show as well. And those of you joining me in the chat room, Jenny and Mike, thanks for being here. And I think we're going to have a good time tonight. And I got a lot to share about what happened with my daughter on the last episode. But first and foremost, we want to thank our longtime sponsor show. Of course, it helps if I bring my picture back, which is, of course, GoDaddy.com. And I tell you, GoDaddy's been here really from the beginning since, well, July of 2005, putting great deals together for you. And we've had this single set of deals for a while. But, you know, 99cent.com, 30% off on new product purchases, $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain, and or you can get a 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder. For those of you that have businesses, your choice of personal, business, or business plus. So definitely check that out. All those codes, again, can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. I'll leave the banner up for a little bit for those of you watching. And, but feels like I'm, skipping all over the place. Thanks for GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. Hey, so let me just, get us back on track. And for most of you, you're like, we weren't off track to begin with. So on Monday, my daughter over the weekend, was bringing stuff to the house. And her boyfriend was still here. And instead of renting a van, you know, he rented a Jeep because they thought they'd have some fun. But, you know, they're trying to move a house with a Jeep. Yeah, good head work. But anyway, you know, so they've made a couple of trips and she tells me she hasn't got much left. And in the prior to this, about a month out, I had told her, you know what day he's leaving? Be out of the house a week before, have it cleaned, have it turned over so that he's there, can deal with the landlord, all the stuff that's going on that's going to happen and turn it. Because every one of you that have rented an apartment, you know what happens when you turn over the property of the landlord. They come in and they nitpick and nitpick and nitpick. And, you know, if there's a scratch, you know, it's, they're looking to get every penny of your deposit out. Now, what I've always done when I had the times of my, you know, part of my life when I was living in an apartment, if I was moving out of an apartment, I painted the whole stupid thing. You know, I went through, I asked them what kind of paint they wanted and I just painted it. And so when they came in, it was painted. It smelled like fresh paint. The bathrooms were scrubbed from top to bottom. You know, there was no reason for them to take any of my deposit. Well, they didn't patch any holes. They didn't do anything. And besides just clean it up. So he left Monday morning. And of course, they'd been, trying to get as much time with one another. It's quote unquote, not getting too much sleep at night, hanging out with friends or whatever. And, okay, TMI. But so Monday, I went in and picked up Chris from school, and I'd been texting her, do you need me to come? No response. I got Chris home, I got in here to the studio. Kirk had already gotten everything set up as far as the articles, and we had a great show lineup Monday night. I'm like 10 minutes from pulling the trigger on the show, and my phone's exploded. And it's 7:50 Hawaiian time. And it's like, Dad, come. And it's just like this, what is this alien that is texting me right now? And, you know, instead of calling me, so I called her and she's in hysterics. The landlord's, you know, beep, 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 and da, 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 da. And, you know, it's this drama. Come now. And, you know, so, you know, in the back of my mind, I had time in the afternoon. I had time on Sunday to, like, help, like, some extra loads. The Jeep was already back. So I'm just like, okay, I'll be there. And my 40 minutes across town to get to her place. And I get there and she's in the driveway with her stuff. And I back in, pop the hatchback, and she throws the stuff in and I'm out of the car. What's going on? Nothing. She's giving me the hand. Nothing. I'm like, no, 40 minutes ago, the world was collapsing. And you were freaking out, and it was a dire emergency that I had to come in. And, you know, I'm looking at the stuff that she's got, and I'm like, in back of my mind, I'm like, you made me come all the way across town for this? Because I'd already told her I'd help her get her moped back, and supposedly she had cleared it with the landlord to leave the moped there, and we're going to borrow Buddy's truck, and we're going to go get it. Because it's, you know, quite a driveway, you know, quite a drive to get it back over here. And she says, okay, I'm taking the moped and going home. So I followed her. This moped back streets all the way across the island. An hour and 20 minutes later, she's up and it's raining. I'm actually feeling sorry for her now because it, well, anyway, let me back up. In the driveway, she's like, the landlord went off on me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, did we not have a discussion about this? Do you remember you and I talking about this 3 or 4 times about being out of here and, you know, what to do, getting an apartment prepped? And obviously you didn't listen to me. So maybe this next time you're going to listen to Dad, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, And I said, how much did the landlord keep? And, you know, she's, you know, waving me like this, you know, and cause you know, apparently it sounded to me to be significant. And I'm like, we don't need to go upstairs, do nothing. Nope. We're out of here. I'm like, so I'm thinking to myself, he took half her deposit or all our deposit. Who knows? I don't know how much it's going to be. So anyway, we get home. I almost didn't tell you guys this, but I get home, get her stuff unloaded. We get in the house, and I'm prying, and I'm like, how much of your deposit did the landlord keep? Now, I'm Irish, a little bit. Dad's not supposed to get mad, right? Well, her deposit was $1,350. That was how much the first month's rent was. After she pulled had a meltdown in front of this guy, he gave her $1,300 back, but she called me freaking out over $50. Okay. So anyway, I did my dad duty. I went over and got her stuff. But I think what happened was she freaked out so hard, he freaked out that she was freaking out and said, forget it. I don't want to deal with this animal here. Here's your money. Get out of my face. So I just, I'd be honest with you, between me and the Ohana here, if he'd have took like $650 or $800, I think it'd have been a bigger impact, because then maybe she'd realized that I was serious when I said clean, patch, you know, all that stuff. But anyway, that's why there was no show Monday. So the hurricane moved in. There hasn't been a war yet. We're all alive. Mom is doing okay with two cats that moved in. Remember, my wife hates cats. So that's we'll see if that comes to a showdown. And we're off to Japan tomorrow. So we're flying out tomorrow afternoon if we can get on Space A. So that's what's going on here. The gym and weight loss thing is still going. I'm right around 22 pounds. It's progressing a little bit slower now. But other than that, I'm on. But anyway, that's where we are. We're caught up. It's just been insane. It's been, not too much drama in the house, but it's been just business-wise busy. We launched a new product and getting all the stuff that goes out with that. And so, yeah, busy, busy, busy. But you guys aren't here to hear this. You're here to me talk tech. But thanks, everybody, for hanging out. Jenny, I hope the baby's doing good. Hope the little one is doing fine. So, oh, yeah, she is doing a late-night feeding. You know, here's what you do, Jenny. Daniel's asleep. You know, so get that pump, you know, and one evening, pump and put the little container in the refrigerator. And then at 2 o'clock and you hit him in the ribs and you say, your turn. All right. So anyway, let's move on. I'm totally out of sync tonight. Isn't that funny how that works? Let's talk about Facebook. You know, I've said for a long time here that Google probably knows many of us better than our families, our spouses, our kids, because they see where we're searching, where we're going online, where you're going late at night, all that stuff, right? Google's collecting all that information and, you know, building that, that profile about you. And Facebook, you know, if you think about as much time as people are spending on Facebook, probably we can put Facebook in that same group now. And the BBC did a study, or they did a reporting on a study. They said if Facebook were a country, it would be bigger than China. And they did some looking at Facebook by the numbers. they store 300 petabytes of data. They have almost 2 billion users and raked in $28 billion in revenue in 2016 alone. And yet, for most part, we don't know a lot about what goes under the hood or what's going on under the hood. So they did some study, and they did a flowchart map of the influence and connections that's happening in Facebook to try to untangle the hidden processes. And it proved to be a mammoth task for the team. They tried to map all the inputs, the fields in which we interact with Facebook, and the outcome. He said, we mapped likes, shares, search, update statuses, adding photos, friends, names, everything our devices were saying about its location, all the permissions we're giving to Facebook, the app, such as phone status, Wi-Fi connection, ability to record audio, dun, 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 didn't know if you knew that. All this research provided only a fraction, according to them, of the full picture. So the team looked into Facebook's acquisition, and it scoured its myriad of patent filings. And the results were astonishing. And they put a chart out that makes you go, whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, you think we were the product at Google? We are the product at Facebook. This flowchart, according to people that have looked at it, took hours to absorb. And, you know, the data we give Facebook is used to calculate, I think, the affinity, sexual orientation, political affiliation, social class, travel schedule, and much, much more. You know, you think about during the election time, how many of us were hide this on, you know, specific political type post, right? You know, one map that they have shows everything from the links we post on Facebook to the pages we like to our online behavior and many other corners of the cyberspace that are owned or interact with the company, Instagram, WhatsApp, or sites that merely use your Facebook login. And the processes that allow Facebook to target users with just incredibly amazing accuracy, with the ability to determine whether we like Korean food, they know our length of our commute, they know our baby's age, they know where we work. Another map details the permissions many of us willingly give Facebook via many smartphone apps, including the ability to read all text messages, download files without permission, access our precise location. Again, individually, we all know those are pretty powerful pieces of information, but combine that with the amount of data collection that Facebook has got put together, and even think about the cookies and our mobile phone permissions or the retention of metadata. We are the product. Facebook for years asserted that data privacy and security of its operations are paramount. Facebook data, for example, cannot be used by developers to create surveillance tools, and the firm says it complies with privacy protection laws in all countries. Thousands of new staff have been recruited to police its content. While admitting these folks that did this research, it made them a little paranoid about the information that was being harvested, and he's more worried about the longer term. This data is going to remain in the hands of one company, even if its current leaders are responsible and trustworthy. What about those in charge in 20 years? And the geopolitical climate has changed in a country. Let's think about that for a second. 20 years. Think about what's happened in 20 years. You know, in my lifetime, the Berlin Wall came down. You know, we had multiple wars. Multiple dictators overthrown. We've had coups. You know, all this stuff that has happened over 20 years. Political parties in and out of favor. On and on and on and on. The data they have and the data that other companies have, like Google, show how much we're giving away. For the simple value of being able to post a comment on, like I did today, what was the comment I put up today? I thought about thinking about running advertising your podcast. That's something I posted today. So it makes you go, you know, Facebook plays to our base psychological impulses because it values popularity. You want people to like, hit that like, make a comment. We live for that, right? We're not leaving Facebook anytime soon. And most of us have resigned ourselves to the fact that they have so much data. But at what point does your actions today affect your children's ability to get life insurance, your children's ability to get a job? You know, what if a future employer can look back and say, well, here's a family. They were ultra-right. The kids were raised in an ultra-right family. They went to college and so forth, but history shows that these kids are probably ultra-right. Do I want them in my company? Will companies start using that data to start denying jobs on political views? We already, and this is, you know, is going to go into stuff I'm going to talk about here in a minute. We've already got some troubling trends that are going on in the space. But this data Facebook collects on us and Google and all these other companies is pretty nuts. So we've had massive whistleblowing going on. Lots of leakers going on in the government. People leaking information that they're not supposed to. And there's this concentrated effort now to have certain personalities that are on television and on radio they're going after the people that are spokespersons in specific topic areas. I had a distressing email sent to me by a political podcaster. They've been doing a show for 6 or 7 years. They've had a couple of really good sponsors, but there was a campaign that was started by this, near as he can figure it, there was about 50 to 100 people that started bombarding. And this is a podcaster that does a specific, well, does a full right, a conservative type of show. And it's a conservative show. That's their topic, right? So you expect to hear those types of things being talked about on the podcast. But anyway, it doesn't matter if it's right or left. A group basically did a targeted campaign against their advertisers, and they lost an advertiser for a couple of weeks because of false accusations by a group of people that targeted that show to try to have that show's sponsor removed to hurt them monetarily. So it only lasted a couple of weeks. They went back and had to, you know, revet their content. It was, and they lost money. So here you have a small podcast that's being targeted by activists. And yet you're seeing some of this going on with national talk celebrities and that type of stuff. So you have this going on. You have this suppression of freedom of speech, and so they're going after the money. That's where the effect is having the most, you know, impact. And yet you've got, on another scope, you've got people that are just talking, and they're releasing information that they shouldn't. So the Department of Justice is expressing interest in prosecuting leakers. I don't know how they're going to figure out who the leakers are. Then, you know, that's good luck doing that. But they are looking to aggressively prosecute government officials who leak specifically classified information. And you know, if when I was working in the Navy, if I had leaked classified information, I'd go to jail. You know, that's how that works. So we'll see what happens here. I don't think they're going to be able to keep any of this other stuff under wrap. There's, you know, people are bent on, you know, really going absolutely crazy. I've never seen anything like it. So So we'll see if Department of Justice is able to invoke this. I don't know if they will or will not, but it's about this, you know, what happens then? Okay, going back to the Facebook tentacles, right? So what happens if Facebook decides, you know, that they want to start being more politically active? You know, it could be crazy. It really, really could. Would it happen? I don't know. But, it never knows what's going to happen in 10 years, right? So, think I'm off base? Or do you guys see it too? It doesn't matter if you're right or left. You should see, and it should scare people. It should scare people to think what will happen when things flip back. It's interesting to watch. You know, the administration is not helping itself any. Don't get me wrong. Okay, but there is a feeding frenzy at this point. I thought the popcorn season, buying popcorn, would be done after the election. Man, it just got started. What's going on here? This thing's drifting. How come it's drifting? Those of you watching, my little, okay, don't drift. Why are you drifting? All right, I'm going to try something here. Let's see if we can. Oh, that's weird. It's creeping around by itself. Okay. Those of you that aren't watching, what's happened is the GNC logo was moving by itself. So something's going on. Okay. What app do you think the president has on his phone? Supposedly he only has one. I think that's pretty easy to know which one. Twitter. He has one app on his phone. Maybe they should take that away. Oh, man. Hey, for these of your T-Mobile users, T-Mobile Digits, this is smart. You know, some of the service providers or mobile service providers provide this. But T-Mobile Digits brings multi-number, multi-device joy on May 31st. So what it allows subscribers is to mix and match with multiple numbers across multiple devices. So if you have one phone, have two phone numbers, one for personal, one for business. So that's brilliant. And you only have to pay for, and you don't have to have, you do not have to pay for two cell phones. So it launched in beta back in December. But at the end of the month, T-Mobile subscribers will find it activated on their plans. I don't know, what's it going to cost? I don't know, but I think it's brilliant. I really do. And instead of having to carry two phones, I don't carry two phones. I have one number for business and for personal. That's just the way it works. Disney. This is interesting. Let me take a sip of H2O here. Disney CEO Bob Iger now says the company wasn't hacked. A couple of weeks ago, The Hollywood Reporter revealed that Disney CEO Bob Iger had emailed employees about a ransom demand. Rumors indicated the hackers claimed to have a copy of an upcoming movie, possibly Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. But now the execs tell Yahoo Finance, "We don't believe that it was real and nothing has happened." The threat was probably taken more seriously in light of the hacker releasing Orange is the New Black episode. But as of tonight, the only people threatening the world with another pirate flick are the folks at Disney. Do you think they paid? I bet you they paid, in my opinion. I bet you they paid the ransom because they knew they were going to lose millions and they just wrote the check. That's my bet. What do you guys think? You don't send an email to the employees that's been vetted by legal saying that we may have been hacked. You don't do that. You know? I bet they paid the ransom. I bet you they did. All right, celebrate Star Wars 40th anniversary with an epic soundtrack and encyclopedia deal. Thursday marks the 40th anniversary of Star Wars, George Lucas' epic space opera. Originally released in theaters on May 25th, 1977. Its pull has been so strong that for 40 years after its original release, fans are still eagerly awaiting the next installment. So if you get goosebumps upon hearing the Star Wars anthem, and let's face it, who doesn't, then you'll love Star Wars The Force Awakens 2 LP, yes, LP disc set. The set includes a complete score of the original movie, as composed by John Williams, the genius responsible for the music of the entire Star Wars franchise. There are 16 tracks in total, and the vinyl set costs $29.54, which is $10, which is 10 of its normal price. Don't have a record player? You can download it on MP3 for $9.49. So please, all you Star Wars guys out there and ladies, how many of you ever buy it? Let me know if you've got it, if it's worth $9.94. It's a pretty good deal, right? OnePlus 5. The OnePlus 5 hype machine has been in full flow over the past week with a steady drip of new feed of news for the forthcoming OnePlus 5 mobile device. And, you know, I'm not a big purveyor of mobile news. I don't really go and looking for it. But my team, Andrew, over at Geek News Central, put this up on the website. And he's got some things to talk about with it. So if you are a OnePlus fan, you definitely want to go over to Geek News Central. I have the link up in the show notes for you to check that out. But OnePlus 5 is data on it is incoming. If you want to know what's coming to and going from Netflix on June, there is a list. So some movies. The 100, Season 4 is coming. The Ant, The Arrow. The Bucket List, Catwoman, these are some older movies. Devil's Bride is a new one. Little Boxes, what else? Mutant Busters, I'm looking for some new ones. Spring, Vice, Yarn, June 2nd, Comedy Bang Bang, Season 5, Flaked Season 2, Inspector Gadget Season 3, what else? June 3rd. Is there anything else? So Washington Spy Season 3 is coming. So it just goes on and on and on. So lots of stuff coming in June to Netflix and a lot of stuff leaving too. So be aware of that if you're trying to wrap up some viewing, okay? Also, if you've got an Android TV, I have a Sony TV that's got an Android TV in it. Google Assistant are coming to Android TV. And apparently with a whole bunch of podcast stuff added. So keep your eyes peeled for that. If you've got an Android TV, I have the link up in the show notes on that. Also, because I'm getting ready to travel abroad, I have kind of reviewed some of my data procedures. Not that I have anything on my hard drive that I'm worried about losing. But, you know, just kind of go through going to Japan specifically. If you have any type of adult material on your device, which I don't, but if you do, it can be confiscated. The Japanese are usually pretty good about not taking laptops, but if they have any type of suspicion or you got a bunch of external hard drives, they may. But if you're getting ready to travel someplace, you may want to take a look at some potential things that you can do to protect your data. My advice is take everything off that you don't need. You know, everything that is not, if it's business related, if it's intellectual property for your company, you know, all that needs to be encrypted or off the machine before you go and travel internationally. So I'll be probably picking up a SIM card while I'm there. Won't be picking up a burner phone. I might though. My wife's going back and forth to Japan enough now that I may just buy a burner phone when we get there. We'll see. But, anyway, link will be up in the show notes. Also, there's a list that's all the movies and TV shows hitting Amazon Prime. So if you want to look at that list too, coming in June. You know, sometimes people talk about stuff in a way that it makes me scratch my head a little bit. This article on The Verge says Apple designer Mark Newson made a $12,000 hourglass filled with nanoballs that are apparently too beautiful for words. And I'm kind of looking at this video and all he really did was got some really tiny BBs and he put it in an hourglass and The Verge is raging on this thing like it's like this amazing piece of art and I'm kind of like, okay. $12,000. Okay. he's selling 100 of these. If you want to buy one of these, drop me a line. I'm sure that we can probably come up with something that will give you the same type of visual effect for $1,000, and I'm sure we can probably make about $900 on each of them. So, $12,000. Who has that kind of money? Really? Please. I don't know who has that kind of money. Yeah, Mike, the TriCaster, it's been acting good, but I turned it on late and didn't let it warm up, and it's had this problem where it's once in a while it reboots, and tonight it caught me, but it needs to go to the shop, and I need to get it in and have it worked on. Okay, robocalls. You might start getting more voicemails if the current administration has their wish. A marketing company called All About Message recently petitioned the Federal Communication Commission for a ruling that would prevent anti-robocall rules from being applied to the delivery of a voice message directly to a voicemail box without ringing the recipient's phone. I didn't even know these are possible. These ringless voicemails are already happening, but their legal status is unclear. Does anyone, what is that? Ringless voicemail. How do they send something to voicemail without ringing your phone? Has anybody got a clue? Something to do with emergency calls? I don't get it. If I start getting spam voicemails, I already get enough people call me during the day that won't leave a voicemail. I don't get it. What is up with people today that I'm on a call, my phone rings, I look at it, and I know it goes to voicemail, but they don't leave a message? Are people afraid to leave voicemails? If you want to talk to me, you have to leave a message. I don't call back numbers I don't know. I don't get people anymore. Guess it's an age thing. I don't know. Text me then instead. But apparently they want to make robocalls directly to our voicemail inboxes. Oh man, I will start slaughtering companies online via my website if they start doing that. If you're a fan of Silicon Valley, HBO's renewed Silicon Valley for a fifth season. So that's good for those of you fans of that show. I'm not necessarily a fan of that show. A Dealmaster, Memorial Day deals, $250 off a Dell, new gaming laptop, and more. So I got some sales up that are available from Ars Technica. I'll have that link up in the show notes. If you want to do some shopping, save some money, maybe break out that tax check that maybe some of you are getting. And buy some electronics. Maybe that's potential. What are you guys using your tax check for? My advice is stick it in your savings account. Put it on an investment or something. That's always a good way to kind of pay it ahead a little bit. I love buying cool tools, especially ones that can work on gadgets. So there's a 76-in-1 precision tool set for smartphones, laptops, and electronics. And this little repair kit has been reduced from $69.99 to $25.99. Now, I've got a couple of these little tool kits already. And the challenge I have with some of these little tool kits is the tips on some of the very smaller screws and stuff. They're not... You really have to watch them because they crinkle, is that the right word to say? Distort real easily. So, you know, I never know when I got to break a MacBook apart or take a laptop apart and, you know, replace something. For $25.99, this looks like a pretty good kit. Originally, again, $69.99. They've actually got an ESD wristband on here too, which is pretty incredible. I haven't seen an ESD wristband before in any of these kits. So, you know, here's the important thing. If you're going to be working on electronics, if you're working where there is, where it's really dry and you're touching everything and you're snapping, pop, you're getting popped, you do not, absolutely do not want to, be working on electronics without being grounded. You have to be careful. Mark Zuckerberg talked to Harvard grads. I wonder if anybody stood up and turned around and walked out on him. But he took the stage at Harvard University's 366th commencement ceremony on Thursday and implored the graduating class of 2007 to create a world where everyone has a sense of purpose. Now, I'm thinking about this for a second. Purpose is that, he says, purpose is that feeling that you are part of something bigger than yourself, that you are needed and that you have something better to work for. Purpose is what creates true happiness. Purpose is that feeling that you are part of something bigger than yourself. Harvard grads, there's this, in every town has one, most every town has one. It's called a recruiting station. Go in, see the Marine, Army, Air Force, or Navy recruiter, and sign up, and you will have a feeling that you are part of something bigger than yourself, that you're needed, and that you have something better to work for. Purpose is what creates true happiness. This is a slogan for the U.S. military. Purpose is that feeling that you're part of something bigger than yourself. Go Navy. Purpose is that feeling that you're part of something bigger than yourself. Become a Marine. Oh, man. You just gotta love it. Did you know you're more rational when you're on a smartphone than on a PC? Here's the reason why. It takes longer to type stuff out. I can type something so fast on my keyboard and hit enter. And when I have to type something on my smartphone, I have to like slow down and actually think about it. And that's why you're more rational on your mobile. Google Photos is rolling out archive feature to hide images in the main feed. So if you're sharing all your stuff and you want to hide stuff in your main feed, you can do that. Doesn't mean that it's completely disappeared, but it is archived, so you get it out of sight, out of mind. Acer's launched a Nitro 5 and Spin 1 notebooks ahead of Computex. Acer's announced the launch of a new PC product. It has announced the new Nitro 5 and Spin 1 notebooks. The Nitro 5 lineup is aimed at casual gamers. It says that these notebooks will provide performance for playing modern titles at a mainstream price. The Spin 1 combines flexible computing and sleek design for those who value portability. So a couple of nice laptops. What is the price coming in at here? Bada bing, bada boom. They're running NVIDIA GTX 1050 Ti. 32 gigs of DDR4. Where's the price? Price. It looks like the Nitro 5 will start at $799. This, and the Acer Spin 1 will be at $329. So if you're in for in the market for a new laptop, this might be an option for you. Our Amazon Fresh, yeah, pickup has been expanded to Prime members in Seattle with automatic license plate recognition. Amazon expanding its latest brick-and-mortar retail experiment beyond an internal employee beta today, letting Amazon Prime members order groceries online for pickup during designated windows at two locations in the company's hometown. The broader launch of Amazon Fresh pickup service in Seattle and SoDo neighborhoods also brings new tales about how the pickup process works. Amazon says in an online fact that it may use license plates to automatically recognize your vehicle when you arrive, helping the company quickly match arriving customers with orders. Customers can opt out of automatic check-in from their settings. I think this is, you go online, you order your groceries, you pull into this place, they roll out with a cart, they put the stuff in your trunk. Sign me up. This is how guys are going to do grocery shopping. Think about this rolled out nationwide. Grocery stores are going to have to get in the act. I'll never go into a grocery store again. if I can put my order in, why go in a store and walk around for an hour? Now, ladies, I know you, that's fun. But if every SKU is online, okay, I need chili, I need rice, I need milk, I need eggs. Bada bing, bada boom, bada boom. You pick what you need. You pick your produce, you know, all that stuff. And you drive in. They scan your license plate. They roll out with a shopping cart, load your stuff in the trunk, and you're out of there. Please, please, Amazon, please bring one of those to Hawaii, or more than one. Anything like that that saves time? Oh, please tell me you wouldn't shop this way. Why would you, you know, why would you ever go into wow. This is cool. They better, regular stores across the country better watch out, especially if the prices are competitive. I'm all about time management, because I don't have enough of it. I really don't. You know, I really don't have enough time. And anything that can save me an hour, a two, and you don't overshop either. You're not going in the store with an empty stomach and smelling all this stuff, and you and come out with $600 worth of groceries, and when it was, you know, you had a basket worth $300 in it. Oh. Very, very, very cool. I would you pay a premium a little bit? How much would you pay in a premium to do this? To allow someone else to bet you have your stuff ready for you. Man, can you tell I'm excited? I am. Are you not? Marty says, we have this at a lot of grocery stores here in Ohio. You can order online and they will bring your stuff to the car, Marty? Who has that? Which chains have that in Ohio? Mike is also saying in the chat, there's a $250 off a Canon PIXMA Pro 100 printer right now. That's great. I don't need a printer, but, it's a photo printer. It's a $380 is now $130. That's pretty cool. All right, Lyft is launching two premium ride-hailing options, Lux and Lux SUV. So Lyft is getting the higher end. So if you were looking for a higher end vehicle, you'll be able to do that. If you have a higher end vehicle, you can drive for Lyft and basically get paid a premium. You know, one thing I was telling you guys on a couple of shows ago, I was worried about going in to the East Coast with my wife working and everything. My son is not going to Japan. His passport didn't make it. So he'll be driving my son to his non-punitive summer school. My son keeps reminding me that, Dad, make sure you tell people it's non-punitive, because people are going to think I got in trouble. Hey, I will have to add too, I'll probably put this up on Facebook. My son today, it is eighth grade. They have an eighth grade promotion ceremony sung in front of about 1,000 people. And I recorded it, of course. And I'll probably put the video up on the Facebook page. It's got background music, so they may flag it. So we'll see if they let it slide. But it may get caught by Facebook censors, but maybe I'll just put it up on Geekness Central or one of my own other sites. I'll keep you guys advised. All right. Okay. Venezuela has increased internet censorship and surveillance. A Latin America country is going the China route. So Venezuela, not surprising, is increasingly censoring its internet. The country is currently in a state of emergency after 2 months of anti-government protests that have caused the deaths of over 50 people and led to violent confrontations with police. Citizens are furious with the president, Nicolas Maduro, who has used his emergency power since 2015 to pass laws without congressional approval. In other words, he's a dictator. He claims to be using the powers to fight economic war with unseen enemies, but taxes on alcohol and tobacco alongside a collapsing economy have turned people against him. So there, he's shutting down SMS and all kinds of stuff. So the internet can be used against you if they want to. So anyway, just goes to show you what can happen in a country when someone flips the wig. There's a robot that's using machine learning to grab objects on its first try, and it has a success rate of 98%. Training robots how to grasp various objects without dropping them usually requires a lot of practice, but a new robot designed by researchers at UC Berkeley and Simons, and in describing of the upcoming paper, can learn how to grip new objects by just by studying a database of 3D shapes. The robot is connected to a 3D sensor and a deep learning neural network to which researchers fed images of objects. They include information about the object shape, visual appearance, and the physics of how to go about grabbing them. So that's cool. Very cool. So they're teaching robots to do stuff that normally would be restricted to those of us with, you know, up to 10 fingers. Android Koi founder Andy Rubin has been teasing folks with a photo of his new smartphone this past March. And so let me see if there's more information about this. It's going to be called, well, he's got a company called Essential Products. The company jumped on Twitter today, announced that something big was coming May 30th, assuming the hype machine is in full force. That means that you may be getting a glimpse of Essential smartphone in 5 days. Essential will focus on a line of connected tablet smartphones and mobile software, according to early reports. The smartphone prototype reportedly has a larger than iPhone 7 Plus and features bezel-free screens and ceramic backings. So there's going to be some accessories that go with it as well. So a link will be up in the show notes on this. Again, another project I really haven't been following too closely. Some U.S. citizens are complaining their names were used for the FCC robocomets. Allegedly astroturfed Americans have been speaking out over net neutrality filings, said they did not. Some 14 people said we did not file complaints or file stuff to the FCC over net neutrality. So someone got a little overzealous on their robots submitting FCC comments. This is amazing. And when I read this, I'm looking for the date, like look, making sure it's not April 1st. Three Nigerians have been sentenced to 235 years in prison for online scamming. A court in Mississippi has sentenced three Nigerian men to 235 years for running online scams that do people out of tens of millions of dollars. Oh my God. Alamede Soon, oh, I can't even pronounce these names, 30, was sentenced to 95 years. Rosk Raham was 31, got 115 years. Femi Mawaz, 45, got 25 years. So, I mean, they were extradited to the United States? Or were they sentenced in proxy? Based on their testimony, the gang had been operating since 2001 and ran a variety of schemes, including a so-called romance scams, where the lonely incredulous are persuaded to shell out plane tickets and medical costs to meet a sweetheart who never shows up. They used Western Union and MoneyGram. And the group was arrested by South African police and joined operation with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. So I guess they were extradited. Whoa, that's some heavy sentences. It's being reported Tesla Model 3, the budget electric vehicle, can do 0 to 60 in 5.6 seconds. What do you bet there's going to be a few wrecks there? Uber and Lyft are returning to Austin on Monday. So if you live in Austin, and this is because on Monday, the governor is going to be signing ride-hailing legislation that's been passed by Texas lawmakers. So they're going to relaunch their service in Austin now that Texas has got that in place. The Austin folks can't push them out. So House Bill 100 gets the governor's signature on Monday. Lyft and Uber back in Austin. And ha ha ha, taxi cab drivers. That's what I say. All right. last couple of articles here tonight. There's an article over Ars Technica talking about more Russian manipulation with basically hacking Gmail accounts. Emails were phished from a Russian critic. This is a gentleman who is writing all kinds of stuff that probably would get him thrown in jail, or probably has gotten him thrown in jail, right against Putin, dictator Putin. The phishing attack on journalist David Sater's Gmail account, maybe this guy isn't in Russia, was strikingly similar to one that hit Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign chairman John Podesta last year. The attack on Sater looked almost identical to the security warnings Google sends when attackers obtain a subscriber's password. So basically, they downloaded all of his email. Then they tried to make him look bad by editing some of his emails to look like he was paying people to write anti-Russian articles. So anyway, that link will be up in the show notes for you to look at. Not surprising that the Russians are continuing to do stuff. Apple's confirming WWDC can be live streamed. For a while, whenever Apple would host WWDC, they would make it pretty exclusive, in which only Apple device owners could tune into if they weren't in attendance. These days, Apple's trying to basically open itself up. And if you're curious to see what Apple announced this year, you're going to be in luck. You're going to be able to watch the stream on a PC and work with Windows as well as Mac. So good news on that. All right, a couple articles that came from Coast to Coast AM. Blink-182's co-founder, Tom DeLonge, I guess he's been searching for answers to UFOs. And this guy's been spending a lot of money trying to come up with information about UFOs. So interesting write-up on him. You got to love it when someone puts their money where their mouth is and helps fund research. I don't know if he's wasting his money or not, but you guys know my thought on UFOs. I admit I've seen a couple. A file of secret UK UFO files may be finally released. A tantalizing folder of classified British files related to the UFO phenomenon may be finally available to researchers next month. The collection had originally been scheduled for release by the British government in 2013. However, the reasons were unexplained. 18 files were held back, which, as one might expect, raised some eyebrows. But they've been in a freedom of information fight for a long time. And they're going to be supposedly released. Probably has something to do with military bases. Anytime they try to hold stuff back like that, it's typically because it's something military related. Okay, got an email here. Hey, Edward, you're listening in Hong Kong, and he sent me a picture. Let's see if I can I bring this picture up. I'm in the wrong browser to do it, but Edward, he says, hey Todd, I'm listening from my office in Hong Kong while formatting a backup disk for my mother's computer. The clan will be gathering in Connecticut for 90th birthday bash. I'm flying tomorrow morning. All the best. So, Edward, what do you do in Hong Kong? Sounds like a cool job. I got an email from Melvin, and it was a response to the no-show on Monday. Let me guess. She did not keep the rental clean, broken stuff, and had no money to cover the added costs from the security deposit. Well, Melvin, you got the story at the beginning of the show. No, she cried her way out of it. What else? I got an email from Ron. He says, hey, Todd, just lounging around with the show being sent to TV via Chromecast. So Ron was watching. Ron, do you really watch me for an hour and 15 minutes? I get an email from Greg. He listened to this. I was talking about OS2, right? Greg says, our IBM VSE mainframe still runs on an OS2 based operating system. Thanks for the show. Whoa. That's cool. Does it work well? What do they use that machine for, Greg? Michael sent me an email. He says, hey, Todd, I'm listening to the show in the garage. Fellas, do a lot of you get, does that check your man cave, the garage? Michael, is that where you hang out? Is that where you can get away from the missus, or you go up there and tinker and stuff? Mike, you know, the game room, well, the garage at my house is the game room. This is my cave. Here. So we did hear from Mason. I think that was on the last show. So, Mason, I still, and also I need to find out from Toby, please email me back, Toby, and tell me how I'm supposed to make this donation so that your company will match funds. I have not heard from you yet. Let's get that taken care of. Okay. And, Mason, I'll get your stuff PayPal to you as well. That's it for comments. Kind of weird, crazy show night tonight because of the TriCaster rebooting itself at the beginning. And I totally screwed up the second opening. I should have kept the first and just kept on going. Those are on YouTube. I'm going to kill that. We'll have to upload a video to YouTube. But anyway, I'm packed, so I don't have to pack. And we're traveling light, very, very light. Got just enough clothes to get in and get out. And of course, most hotels in Japan have wash machines. Did I tell you at the beginning of the show, I was able to use my Hilton Rewards miles. I had, of all these years that I've been staying at Hilton's, the only time I've ever used points is when we do family vacations. The last family vacation we did, we had used like 100,000 points at a San Francisco Hilton, and they were having all kinds of water trouble, and they refunded my award points. I basically stayed in San Francisco for free for 3 days. So we've used about 200,000 reward points from Hilton to stay in Tokyo for the four nights. So we're gonna be doing Tokyo Disneyland. One of my son wants to go to some mall and go shopping. You know, I'm gonna find a bar. I'm just gonna drink while they shop, and then what else? I don't know, but you know the. We'll be doing a lot of walking, going, seeing the sights. We're not going to Kyoto. We're just going to do Tokyo only. We changed up that. Again, taking the camera, we'll be doing a little, you know, some live blogging, but not live blogging, doing some, basically some stuff on YouTube channel. When I get back, I'll post the stuff. So wish me luck there, but no show on Monday. Well, if there's a show on Monday, we didn't make it out. But we'll be back with you Thursday. And then following that off to the East Coast. So thanks for being patient with me here this week. Dad duty on Monday, as you guys heard. So that's it. And kind of a weird show. This one's in the can. Everyone take care. Thank you for listening to episode 1202. Please support the sponsors. Share my promo codes. Everyone take care. Geeknews@gmail.com. This email for comments on the show. Everyone take care. And good night. Aloha. Bye-bye.